Well, the birthday celebration for Ernie continues. I see the celebrity phone is once again lighting up. So let's see who's there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi there, Jeremy. It's Sass calling. Sass Jordan. I just called because I'm not entirely sure whether or not Ernie got the booze, the wine that I sent.
You sent my... Excuse, wait a second. Sass Jordan... You have some nerve here. I have been asking for an autographed bottle of wine for weeks, and you're sending swag to a golden retriever, a minor, nonetheless?
But Jeremy, honestly, I know you're a dog, but just not a real dog. And I have a thing for real dogs, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even sure if he likes white or if he likes red, and I really need to know, because you know... I love dogs.
Yeah, oh, I was gonna... Yeah, don't get me started on bitches, okay, Sass? Really? All right? Well, it's those... It's... Oh, my. It's those unscripted moments that we love on this show. But let's talk about the wine, then, since you're on the phone with us and you're getting minors.
I'd rather talk about goat dogs.
I don't even... Okay, wait, so what do you mean, a goat dog? What? Tell me that.
Oh, sorry, Jeremy. No. I found that really funny. And you know what? Honestly, Jeremy, I feel that you and Ernie would know that I live to laugh. I mean, seriously,
yes.
There's nothing better than laughing.
Absolutely.
So, that was a fabulous moment. As far as my wine is concerned... It's called Kick-Ass Fest, and
yeah.
You can tell why.
I'm sure you've been asked this many times. How do you go from rock music to wine? What's that transition like?
Well, I would answer that question with another question, which is, how can you not go from rock music to wine?
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, the two go together like a shoe and a sock, or rather a foot and a shoe.
Oh my.
I don't know. I think it's all about, honestly, I think it's all about enjoying life. And that is like really my mantra and my mission. And that is the reason I'm alive. I'm here to enjoy it. Wine helps me enjoy life. Music helps me enjoy life. Food, people, dogs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and that's honestly how I got into it. I just thought it would be the coolest thing in the entire... Because I love wine so much, I thought, wouldn't it be the coolest thing in the world if I could, like, have my own wine? It's very self-indulgent, I suppose, but then again, I really don't care.
Right, right. But so tell me about that process, though. Like, where do you... I like vodka, but I wouldn't even know how to start. So it's not like going into a kitchen and just throwing a bunch of ingredients together. Like, what do you do?
By the way, I like vodka, too. No. I don't do it. I don't actually... Like, I work with a winemaker. So what happens is... His name is Brian Schmidt at Vineland Estate. So what he does is he comes in. He grows the grapes and does all the fermenting. And I mean, he does all the making of the actual wines. And then what happens is you make a blend... So to speak. Sometimes it's a grape on its own, like the red that I have, which is just straight Cabernet Franc. But often it'll be a blend, and so that's what we'll do that together. Because obviously I can't put my name on something I don't love, and then I just get out there and share it with everybody else because I'm lucky like that.
but.
I'm always like this, Jeremy.
I know. I should tell people it's 7:30 in the morning. No, but what do you do though? Because like, do you just get a bunch of samples and go, not that one, not that one. I like that one.
No, it's totally like chemistry. It's like you've got beakers of different grapes, different wines, and then what you do, it's all about the proportions. It's like how much of this grape to sort of change the acidity or the sweetness or the earthiness or whatever you want to call, all those wine terms. If you want it to be a little bit more like this, or if you want it to be a little bit more like that, more sparkly, more you know, soft, more gentle, all of that stuff. It's like, it is the most fascinating, fascinating thing to do, and also dangerous. Because if you're like me, you don't like spitting it out. I'm like, why waste good wine, man?
Well, and you know, they say, they say spitters are quitters, Saz.
See what I'm saying?
No.
And this from a vodka drinker. My brother.
But I guess, like, did you even know that that was the process before going into this? Like,
no.
No.
I knew nothing. All I knew was that I liked wine, and I wanted to make one. I'm looking for the right word, but make it is the word, because I can't think of, I didn't grow the damn stuff, and I'm certainly not producing it, i.e., you know, doing all the bottling and the barreling and the this and the that, picking of the grapes or any of that, but making it, yes, because you're making the specific, the blend that is specific to what you want. So I knew nothing at all, and I still, actually I know a whole hell of a lot more now, but I know enough now to know that I know nothing. Does that make sense?
It does. So, like, there,
I don't like life.
What I find, though, is when I go into the store, I'm judging the wines based on the bottle, like the look of it, how it's described. But then even that almost means nothing to me. And I go, okay, this one looks good. And it's literally what it looks like. So if you're the expert now, which clearly you are, right, as you say.
Right, of course, yes.
What do I look for? What do I look for, though? So I can read and go, okay, it's got grapes and a hint of, you know, lemon zest or something, but what does that mean to me? Like, if somebody says, do you like a dry wine? I don't know what that means.
I like grapes and a hint of...
Oh, my.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Oh, my God, you know what we need to do, Jeremy? We need to do Wine 101 with Sassy Pants.
Okay, there we go.
I'm going to teach you all this stuff. First of all, if you say dry when you're speaking about wine, what you mean is a wine that does not have the same amount of sweetness as a sweet wine. So if it's a dry wine, it's not sweet. So that really does not, it just narrows it down on the sweetness or the not sweet side, but it doesn't, because there's a billion kinds of dry wine, just like there's a billion kinds of sweeter wine. And of course, there's varying degrees of sweetness, you know? So what we have to do is we'd have to find a bottle of wine that you like. And once we did that, I would be able to tell you what other wines you might like based on liking that one. Kind of like music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you sound very confused and puzzled, though, Jeremy. I don't think it helped you much here.
I think we just need to go and sample the hell out of some wine, and then I can tell you, I like this wine, let's do it.
You're right,
okay.
My brother. I'll be over in 3 hours.
But let's talk about your actual wines, then, and maybe what we could pair them with. Like, what sort of meals or what foods work good with your wine?
I am definitely not a wine snob, and I'm not even what I would consider a wine connoisseur. I don't really know very much about wine. All I know is what I like, okay? And I think that I'm in the majority. I think most people are like that. Most people aren't connoisseurs of wine. So when one of the things that was really important to me when I was making a wine was I wanted a wine that I could use with food, or I could just use as an afternoon or cocktail sipper on its own. You know, something that tasted amazing just on its own with no food. So as far as food goes, if you like the wine itself, then you'll like it with whatever food you want. I think that is so up to the individual. Once we start getting into food and wine pairing, you're starting to get into the, you know, the high end of it all. And that's really not what I'm about. It doesn't mean the wine isn't high quality or that it isn't good. It's just that I don't understand that crap. And so if I like the taste of the wine, it'll go with whatever the hell I'm eating.
Absolutely. Let's switch gears on our final remaining moments, though. Outside of the whole wine thing and crashing radio shows, what else do you have on the go?
Holy crap! okay, first of all, I have this pledge campaign thing that I'm doing this, for this record that I'm in the midst of concocting. That's the word I want, concocting. Okay. It's called Big Noise, and I'm super into it because it's more music. Goes with wine and other things. So that's my main thing that I'm working on, but I got a couple of other things in the cauldron as well. All of this information is available at the sassjordan.com site. So, like, you know, you can see what I'm up to and what I'm doing if you go to that. Also, you can order wine through there as well if anybody wants to. Do you know what I'm saying, brah?
Well, after all this, I am expecting a case to show up here because, I mean, you know, I feel like I have a buzz already and I haven't even been drinking. You know, I just...
It's Ernie's breath. You're getting a contact high.
Well, I trust that you'll be back on the show then when the new music is out, right? You'll be calling in?
You got that right. Yes, you got to talk about stuff these days. Let me tell you, it's a very crowded landscape out there, isn't it?
It is. All right, well, we'll let you go.
Well, thank you for talking to me, Jeremy, and don't forget to give the birthday boy, the goat dog, a huge hug from me.
The goat dog. You know what? Hit me up next time you're in Winnipeg, and we'll go wine shopping, okay?
You got it, baby. Sounds good to me.
All right, Sass Jordan. The wine is called Kick-Ass Sass, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks for joining us, and congrats on the wine. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.